Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's episode, we are going to be continuing on the overarching theme of interview prep by talking about researching for the interview. We talked about the importance of researching a little bit in the overview of interviews episode, episode 9, the last one. To reiterate, it is important that you know the company the best that you possibly can. Research the organization, industry, and the position as much as you can. Learn the organization's leadership, culture and values, and competitors. When doing this research, I recommend that you look beyond what is on the homepage of their website. Do as much of a deep dive as you reasonably can, even into areas of the company that are outside of the scope of the position that you're interviewing for. That being said, make sure that you know as much as you can about the area that you're applying for. If you have to choose between knowing a broad overview of everything or your area specifically, choose your area. But if you do have the time, doing your research into the position and the organization as a whole will help you in a number of ways. First, it will help you decide if this is the right organization for you. From the outside, what are the values and priorities of the company? What does the company culture look like? You will be a better candidate if you want to be in that environment. There are a number of websites, such as LinkedIn, Glassdoor, and Fishbowl, as well as others, that can give you insights into what the employees are saying about the company from the inside. Keep in mind that during the interview stage, you are not the only one being evaluated. This is your opportunity to evaluate the company slash position as well. If you see anything during this stage of your research, write those things down and ask questions about it during the interview. I know pushing on some of these concerns during an interview can be scary because you may really want slash need the job you're applying for, and asking the hard-hitting questions regarding company culture slash policies can feel over-aggressive at times. I still encourage you to do so in a calm and professional manner. An example of how to bring this up is to say something to the effect of, "During my research to prepare for this interview, I saw that in this position I would be expected to do XYZ. Can you help me understand more about that?" Taking a position that you will not be comfortable and happy in will just mean more stress for you and the employer in the long run. So asking and clarifying if the position is really for you will ultimately help everyone. The second reason that you should spend the time researching in preparation for the interview is it will show the interviewer that you have taken precious time and effort to know more about their organization. They want someone working for them that is interested in their company before there's really a monetary incentive to do so. Doing your research into the organization will help you prepare for potential questions that are going to be asked to you, and questions that you can ask them. Many of the questions that will come during the interview can be answered from information that is found on publicly posted sources. Another place to research is the types of questions that will be asked of you. We will get into how to answer these questions effectively in the next episode, but here are some good places to look. My personal number one is the use of the website The Muse. On there, they have a resource of the top 50 most asked interview questions and how to answer them. This is a fantastic starting place for just kind of run-of-the-mill questions. Beyond that, there are resources such as Big Interview that you can find through Connect SC and Compass that will allow you to practice a number of different options. Look up different options on where these questions are. You can just kind of Google, for example, if you're looking for a job in economics. Economic position interview questions, and you'll find something. Spend the time to know the position posting backwards and forwards, as that is where the interviewer will be pulling the vast majority of their questions from and will be expecting you to be able to answer those ones effectively. That's the job you're interviewing for, so know it. As well, it's a good idea to do a little research on yourself in preparation for the interview. Knowing what is on the cover letter and resume that you submitted, it could be possible that you've applied to many positions with different variations of your resume. Make sure you know what's on there, and be prepared to talk about each and every bullet point. While unlikely that the interviewer will just read down your resume, why not be prepared in case? When it comes to researching for your interview, it comes down to my mantra here on Ask John. Information is the currency of careers. The more just raw information you have about the company, the position, the job field, the types of questions that are going to be asked in the job field, and yourself, the easier it will be for you in the interview, as well as assimilating into the company as a whole. Interviews are a stressful time, but with the right amount of information, they can be much less stressful. Even kind of fun. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.